Ports up and down the west coast of the United States are closed today. Union dock workers have been locked out by the Pacific Maritime Association, which represents the shipping industry. The lockout is the latest episode in what's been months of contentious contract talks between the PMA and the International Longshore and Warehouse Union. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
The Pacific Maritime Association says a lockout is a defensive action in response to a slowdown staged in the past few days by the union. Tom Edwards, a member of the bargaining committee for the PMA, contends that the slowdown is a strike in place.
The longshoremen are still on the payroll, but their production drops by 80%. So in essence, there's the economic coercion on the employers because of the lack of production, and they're still getting paid. And so that, in essence, is a strike and trying to get paid for it.
The ports will reopen on Sunday morning. The Pacific Maritime Association has referred to the brief lockout as a cooling-off period, though it doesn't seem that way to union spokesman Steve Stallone.
Yeah, I heard where they also told somebody that this was like a cold shower for the union. I guess that's cooling off. It's outrageous what they're doing. Yes, the union members will lose a few shifts of work, but the real people that are being hurt are the shippers and the importers, the retailers. Those are the people that are going to be losing out.
The ports are overflowing with goods for the Christmas season, says Stallone, and it's more than dock workers can keep up with. What management's called a slowdown, he says, is simply union members being exceptionally scrupulous about safety regulations. Tom Edwards of the Pacific Maritime Association calls that disingenuous.
I think a loss of 80 and 90% of production is more than scrupulous. Nothing has changed currently than before under the same working conditions, so that it's hard to understand all of a sudden this new position they're taking.
Negotiations have been going on since May, and the old contract expired July 1st. The main point of contention is technology. Cargo flowing through West Coast ports has doubled in the past decade and is expected to double again in the next. Shipping companies want one seamless system that will track a container from Singapore to Seattle. Right now, that tracking is done by marine clerks, ILWU members who make in the neighborhood of $120,000 a year. The union says Steve Stallone wants to make sure that technology doesn't cost them jobs.
We wanted language in the contract that would guarantee the new jobs that would be created by the new technology would be ILWU jobs. But PMA has refused to agree to that because clearly what they want to do is use the new technology to outsource our work.
Management denies that, but it's all part and parcel of the charges, countercharges, and outright name-calling that have marked these negotiations, as each side accuses the other of spreading lies and bargaining in bad faith. Meanwhile, according to some analysts, a shutdown at the West Coast ports could cost the U.S. economy $1 billion a day. Now, the union and the Pacific Maritime Association are each blaming the other for whatever pain their conflict causes the rest of the nation. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.